Put Suds in your washing machine. Finest Suds you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. C-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips. Bert? Bert?
Is that you, Bill?
Yeah.
What are you doing home this time of day? Or did you have some business in Bert? What's wrong? You look as though... You've lost your job, is that it?
Yeah, I've lost my job. So what? I've just come from Selby Flats Hospital.
Hospital? Your dad?
No, Chucky.
Chucky? Mm. What happened?
An accident. Head injury. He's unconscious.
Where? How?
Mr. Miller tried to explain it to me, but...
Who's Mr. Miller?
Chucky's boxing instructor.
Boxing?
Yeah.
You're not making sense, Bill.
Well, the whole thing doesn't make sense.
Sit down, dear. Do you want something to drink?
No, not just now.
Is Maida?
Yeah, she's at the hospital. Papa, too. I didn't leave until we got there.
Will you start from the beginning, Bill?
Honey, I don't know what's the beginning and what's the end. Poor kid. Ted was supposed to have Chucky for the weekend. It seems that was the court order pending the divorce suit.
Yes, I know.
Well, he called for Chucky this morning and dropped him off at Mr. Miller's.
Go on.
Ted didn't come to the office. He was over at his attorney's. Mr. Miller called the agency after the accident, and the call was turned over to me, and I got in touch with Maida, and then I phoned Ted.
But what happened?
Well, it seems that Chucky backed into the ropes, slipped, fell over the ropes, and struck his head on something or other. Without like a light.
Maybe it isn't as serious as you think.
Well, it's pretty serious. When I left the hospital, Dr. Bowling had ordered x-rays and a lot of other things. Oh, I don't know. It's funny, isn't it?
Funny?
Yeah. Ted and Maida, both of them fighting for the boy, and then this. I don't know. I think I could use that drink now, Bert.
In a small waiting room on the fifth floor of Selby Flats Hospital, Papa Bauer attempts in his own way to quiet the fear, the panic that has overtaken his daughter, Maida, the mother of Chucky, the small boy who lies unconscious in a room nearby. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Does is making news today. 100,000 miles of wash line shouted out for white, white washes without red hands. The women of this country are going back to Does.
Yes, the women of this land who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are coming back to Does.
Oh, yes. I tried one of those no-rinse powders, but land sakes what it did to my poor hands. So now I'm back to Does. It does just what the ads say. Gives me white, white washes without red hands.
That was Michigan. But the same thing's happening in Ohio, in Oregon.
Sure, I did experiment with some of those chemical suds on wash day, but I've gone back to Does again. It gets the dirtiest clothes so clean, yet it's so nice to the colors and my hands.
There's a reason Does can do all this. It's the way Does is made.
Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents. Rich, real soap, balanced with two active detergents.
That's why work clothes come so clean, linens wash so white, and with all that, Dove is extra safe for colors and almost as mild as a toilet soap on hand.
That's why today in Kansas City, New York City, Center City, the swing is back to Dove.
Dove does everything. So how about it? If you want white, white washes without red hands, get Dove today.
Mika.
Yes, Papa.
Everything is going to be all right.
Yes, Papa.
You ain't listening to me, Liebling.
I don't seem to be able to hear anything except the sound of a siren. He looked so small, so helpless. Why, Papa, why?
Who can say?
Only a few hours ago, he was sitting eating his breakfast. Only a few hours ago. I wish Ross could tell me something. I wish he'd let me go in and be with Chucky.
Like Dr. Bowling said, you'd only be in the way now. Liebling.
It's all right, Pop. Chucky's going to be all right. He's got to be all right. He's got to have a chance. A chance to be happy. Boxing. Oh, dear God. If I'd known Ted was going ahead with his boxing list. If I'd known. I was so sure, so very sure that because Ted was only going to be able to have Chucky for 2 days. I was so sure Ted would want to be with him. With him every minute he could. Why? Why did I give Ted permission to take him today? I didn't want to. Why did I?
Maida, you mustn't blame yourself. What's happened has happened.
It didn't have to happen, Papa. Don't you understand? It didn't have to happen. Ross said it was serious. He didn't know when Chucky would regain consciousness.
Maybe you would like a cup of coffee, yeah? I go downstairs and get you some coffee.
No, I don't want anything, Papa.
Some black coffee will make you feel better. You don't mind staying alone for a few minutes?
I don't mind, Papa.
I'll be right back.
Oh, dear God. Don't let anything happen to my baby. Don't let anything happen to my baby. Rod, is he all right?
I just got a report on the pictures we took. Fracture and a concussion. He can regain consciousness at any time or... Well, it's a matter of time giving us the answer.
You don't sound very hopeful.
I have every hope in the world that Chucky will snap out of this. But I can't promise you anything. No one can.
I see.
If you'd like to go in and see Chuck.
Oh, yes.
There's nothing you can do for him. You understand, Maida.
Perhaps my just being close to him. Perhaps it'll help Ross.
Very well.
You needn't stay, Ross.
I don't think you should either, Maida. We'll have a nurse here shortly.
I don't want to leave. Somehow I feel my being here close to Chucky. Maybe. I'll be able to ward off something. As though I could put my presence between him and... Oh, Roger, if I only could, if I could only give him some of my strength, if I could only help him to fight. If I could only protect him. He's so small. So helpless to meet this thing alone.
Somehow I don't think he is meeting it alone, Maida.
If hoping and praying can mean anything. If through hoping and praying I could fight right here with him, we'll pull through. The two of us. We'll pull through.
Maida, I got here as soon as I could. Bill phoned me.
It's your fault. Yours.
How is the boy, Bowling?
He was brought in unconscious. He hasn't regained consciousness.
What are you doing for him?
Everything that can be done. He has a fracture and a concussion. As I told Maida, he's apt to snap out of it at any time, or... Well...
Have you called in a specialist?
Not as yet, no.
Who's the best brain man we can get?
There are several good men in the city, but there isn't one who could do anything more than we're doing. If you want to call in another man, that's entirely up to you.
I prefer a specialist on the case.
You haven't anything to say, Dick. I want you to get out of here.
Maida, Chucky is our son.
I want you to get out of here, Ted White, and I don't want you to come back. Boxing lesson.
Shouldn't we put aside all personal animosity now? This isn't the time for bickering for who's been right or who's been wrong. Chucky is my son as much as he is yours. If anything should happen to him...
It's already happened to him. I want you to get out. I want you to get out, Ted.
Why, I think under the circumstances... Maida's had a terrible shock.
For heaven's sake, Bowling, what do you think this is doing to me? I'm a child's father. He's everything I have in the world. I want everything done that can possibly be done for him. He's got to pull through this. He's got to live. Do you understand that, Bowling? He's got to live.
Live. Live. He's never lived. You've never let him live. Get out, Ted. Get out.
Every gal who's wash day wise buys her dug in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and Dug is the soap that gives you white, white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to Dug. See what a pleasure it is to get white, white washes without red hands.
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two active detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Dove does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to Dove. Get a giant economy-sized box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Dove on the shelf. The fears and hopes of two mothers, Maida and Charlotte, in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.